Unit 8, Exercise 3. Listen.
Hi, this is Stephen. And today with me on Collecting Collectors are two guys who certainly have a pretty unusual collection. The first one is Roy from Wolverhampton. He collects nails, not fingernails, mind you.
Sorry to correct you there, Stephen. There are also wooden nails or bronze nails. And if you look at the history...
I have to interrupt you, Roy, but we want to talk about your collection, not the history of nails. How many nails have you got in your collection?
I have an exact list, Stephen, and my list says 15,122.
Wow. So when did you start collecting, Roy?
Actually, when I was a kid, my father was a carpenter and I often helped him find nails. That is when I got interested. And now I've been collecting for nearly 50 years.
Say, Roy, isn't it a bit boring to collect just nails?
Not at all, not at all. There are so many different shapes and sizes and metals.
Are you married, Roy?
Yes.
And what does your wife say about your collection?
She really takes an interest too. We believe that you can learn a lot about history when studying nails.
If you say so, Roy, if you say so. Just because I'm curious, what's your longest nail?
The longest is about 75 centimetres, and the shortest is about 4 millimetres. And the fun fact...
Sorry to interrupt you, Roy, but we have to talk to Dave too. It's been great talking to you, though, and I wish you all the best for your collection.
Thank you, Stephen.
And here's David from Oxford. His life is full of traffic cones. And not only his life, but also his garden and his garage. David, how many cones have you got?
More than 500.
Wow. And why would you collect traffic cones? Aren't they all the same?
No, you're totally wrong here, Stephen. There are so many designs around. That's why I collect them.
I see. And how do you do that? Just take them off the street at midnight?
No. Actually, I'm with a company that makes traffic cones, so it's easier for me to get hold of cones.
Aha. Have you got a favourite cone, David?
Actually, I have. It's a rubber cone from Scotland made in 1956.
Wow. The history of cones. That's a book you could write, couldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Are you married, David?
Yes, I am.
And does your wife share your hobby?
Not really. But I was already collecting when she married me, so she's used to it.
Okay. Thank you, David. Good cone hunting.
Thank you.
And to all the listeners out there, if you've got an unusual hobby, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you. And next week...